Brandon, much has been made of Broncos defense facing Matt Ryan and those horses they got, but the same is true in reverse. I mean, it's a challenge for you guys as well.
Wait, say that again?
I mean, in terms of their defense, you guys. You know, I mean, they've got some
horses absolutely.
On that side too.
You know, they got some playmakers over there. They got great defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan. So they present a lot of problems. They show you a lot of different looks. Kind of like Pittsburgh a little bit, you know, with different looks. So you never know what to expect. And then, you know, you're playing in the Georgia Dome. Is that what it's still called?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Right.
You're playing, you know, and it's loud. So, a lot of different obstacles this week. It's going to be another tough test.
Looks like potentially kind of an offensive shootout type of thing. Last week, evidence that you got to stay on the field. That's sometimes the best defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to make those third downs, keep drives going. I don't know if you have to stay on the field. You know, it worked pretty well that two-play drive to Demaryius. So you just got to put up points,
right.
You know, and you got to finish drives off with touchdowns. That's key for us.
You mentioned, I mean, you've talked about this whole season, every kind of day being grateful for it and the opportunities. Monday night, just one of those that you're also kind of...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Never loses its luster, really.
Right, yeah, just like, you know, opening night on Sunday night, you know, that was special. And this is, you know, Monday Night Football doesn't get much bigger than that, so definitely looking forward to it.
Does the noise, like, when you guys practice with that noise, does that really, does that help?
Sure, it helps.
Because, I mean, it does help.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're going to face that in the game, and it's hard to communicate, and the more that you do it in practice and the harder it is in practice, then it becomes easier in the game.
You remember it from Indy and being inside. And Peyton's obviously kind of gotten it down, how to deal with that noise. I would assume that there's got to be a little bit of an advantage for him to be in that environment.
I think, you know, but when we were in Indy, you know, we were on the opposite side of the ball, so it was real quiet for us inside. So that was nice. But, you know, when we were there, we played in some domes, we played in some loud places, and the more that you practice with the noise, the more prepared you are for when it happens in the game.
Didn't find the visiting crowds ever quieted down for you?
No, they never listened to when Peyton told them to be quiet, quite like the home folks did.